This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
The telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. It is Championship Friday with Fred White, national champ, here alongside Charlie Burge, Jason Swain. Ben McKee is back in the studio. Super Bowl Sunday around the corner. Everyone's rooting for Derek Barnett. Take out Tom Brady. Rip his head off.
Strip sack?
Strip sack. I think he's going to have an impactful play. I really do.
I would love him to be the MVP.
I would too.
That'd be great.
Derek Barnett's had like the best year of probably any rookie. Just think about it.
Not any rookie.
Best year.
Marcus not any
I'm rookie. Not talking about season. I'm talking about year. Here, listen
He's
to
at
me.
The Super Bowl.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me. He broke Reggie White's sack record at Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's a first round pick.
That's
yeah.
what you're saying.
He's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hell of a year for a football player. Yeah. I'm not talking about football season. I'm not trying to say he's a defensive rookie of the year or anything like that. But just as an athlete.
As a rookie,
year. You take, you know, the end of last year.
Yeah.
And then you take, you know, getting drafted first round and then the success he's had. He's played the majority of the season, if not all the season. He hasn't been hurt. He just had a great year, man.
Yeah. He has it. Now you put it in that perspective.
Yeah.
Breaking Reggie White's record. That's a big feat.
Yeah.
And then getting drafted to number one. Yeah. That's a dream.
Yes. Name called. You go across the stage.
And then you get a chance to play in the Super Bowl your rookie year. Yeah. You got a point.
I mean, those are three major points right there, man.
I'd be willing for somebody to tell me somebody who had a better year.
Just a better year as a rookie.
Yeah.
He might have had a better rookie season.
Yeah.
You know, Alvin Kamara had a better rookie season.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
but his year hasn't been as good as
that's
Derek
Barnett. That's why I was looking at you like, really?
Oh, no.
Then Kareem Hunt.
I felt Charlie looking at me. I felt you. I knew Ben was giving me the side eye. I know everybody was before I, finished what I was going to say.
It sounded strange initially, for sure.
Oh, no.
Well,
as a rookie, better season, a better year as a rookie. You got a point.
That's a hell of a year, man.
That's a hell of a year.
Go ahead, Slane. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, other than Derek Barnett, what are you guys looking forward to the most about this year's Super Bowl? Which storyline? Is it on the field? Is it commercials? Is it Justin Timberlake's halftime show?
I'm looking at Justin Timberlake because he's an unbelievable performer.
Yeah, I like
and I am a little upset that Janet Jackson
is not going
to
be there.
It's not getting a second opportunity.
It's still blackballed.
It's not performing anywhere. And what happened wasn't 100% her fault, man. Like Justin, the one who
man, that was playing.
Justin's the one who let us see everything. I mean, he's the one who did it.
I think that was planned.
Yeah, so he's the one who did it. I wish we would have seen a little bit
more. Call me Miss Jackson if you're nasty. I know she did. That was planned.
Justin's awesome. So I want to see how he's going to rock the Super Bowl, man.
Where else are you going to get a chance to see Miss Jackson's move? Replay that thing.
I hate that she hasn't been able to redeem herself.
Ooh, and, Rhythm Nation, I got you.
And here is Justin Timberlake getting another opportunity.
Sky Pace.
I mean, like, if we are being totally honest, Eric, Justin is far more relevant at the moment than Janet Jackson has been for about a decade now. I mean,
that's fine. I mean, that's fair. But I'm saying, she has not been able to get another opportunity to perform it anywhere doing anything since that moment.
She don't
at an athletic event.
She don't really need to. She's a Jackson.
Yeah, I mean she's Jackson. She's set, but like
she's set, but she's still one of the greatest female performers of all time.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's washed. She ain't washed.
If Janet Jackson goes out on concert right now, She get a sellout.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not pretend like she's washed. She's not washed.
She gets a sellout.
She is not getting opportunities because of that, like, because of what happened last time with Justin Timberlake.
She don't even care.
Like, when was the last time Janet Jackson put out an album? That's why.
It's been a long time. She has a catalog.
That doesn't matter.
She can do a concert off her catalog.
She can do a concert right now, I mean, and sell it out. Because yeah, she is Janet Jackson. Absolutely. My point is, she has not gotten a second opportunity. So
yeah, I ain't worried about that.
But yeah, Justin Timberlake is what I'm looking.
That's what you're looking for?
I'm looking for the halftime show, man. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking to see how many times they get to sack Tom Brady. I want to see his butt on the ground early and often in the first half, in the second half, and especially in the fourth quarter. I want the Patriots to lose. I'm looking to see, okay, but someone finally beat Bill Belichick and doggone Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, other than the Giants.
I'm here to see that too now. I'm here for that.
That's all I
can't
want.
Wait for them. I can't. It was like when the 49ers was winning all the time back in the day. I couldn't wait to see them lose.
I want the Patriots to lose in a Super Bowl. Yeah, that's what I always want every time they ever play.
That's not being a hater. That's just being real.
Yeah,
I hate that team, so I guess I might be a hater.
I'm obviously excited to see JT.
In that aspect.
JT just put out, I was just checking, his new record came out today, so I'm, you know, I think that'll be cool. But yeah, at the end of the day, the number one thing I want to see is the Patriots lose.
I'm pretty sure most people are wanting to see the Patriots to lose.
Yeah, I mean, the football game is number one, no doubt about that. But next is, I would take the halftime performance over the commercials, because we get to see, you know, we don't get to see Justin Timberlake perform in Super Bowl much.
But you usually don't get but one chance to perform in the Super Bowl.
I understand it, but I think about Prince's performance.
Oh, that was epic, though.
Spectacular,
yeah,
that is.
That was epic.
And Justin Timberlake is one who respects greatness and history and knows that he better bring it. He better bring it. So I'm looking to see how he's going to perform.
I think it makes Prince is a little bit more special because we didn't know he was going to pass away, you know.
But he did what he did in the rain. Best Super Bowl performance ever.
The way he
was
played.
Prince.
Oh yeah,
yes.
In Prince. My opinion, hands down.
Oh yeah, it was Prince. So I
Bruno Mars did a pretty good job, but like Prince,
best ever. Best,
yeah,
Prince. Wait,
yeah.
How are we discounting what I would consider the greatest halftime performance of all time, the Black Eyed Peas? Is that
what?
Bruh. I think they did good.
Just kidding. They were good.
Bruh.
Like, Prince was amazing. Prince was amazing. That's the best. I'm making a joke.
When they had that sheet over him and he was like playing the guitar. Bro.
Oh yeah,
hey,
I love me some Fergie. I love me some Will I Am.
Yeah. No, Prince is the best halftime show.
Hands down.
Yeah,
not really a close second that I've seen so far.
Ben asked a question about, you know, what we're looking for other than, you know, the games or whatever. Ben, what about you, man? What are you looking for in Super Bowl?
Ooh, I'm looking at the Eagles front seven, obviously. More so than the halftime performance or the commercials. The commercials have kind of tapered off over the last couple of years. I don't really look forward to those as much as I used to. Off the football field, though, I'm definitely looking forward to Justin Timberlake's halftime performance. I'm a big Justin Timberlake guy. He's a Memphis guy. So I actually listened to half of his album this morning on the way to the studio, and I liked what I heard so far. But I'm looking forward to Justin Timberlake. But on the football field, I think the Eagles are going to win because of that front seven. So I'm interested to see how that Eagles front seven does play and see if they can get pressure on Tom Brady and force him into some mistakes, uncharacteristic mistakes.
Which is something that's really cool, man, is the head football coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson. It wasn't long ago, he's a high school football coach. You know, he just finished up playing. And then he jumps into, you know, the high school ranks. And, you know, a few years later, he's in the NFL. And now he's coaching in the Super Bowl. And
awesome.
It reminds me a little bit of maybe like Frank Martin. Frank Martin's path was, you know, he was high school. Then he jumped in college. And, you know, he was coaching in the Final Four, you know, this past year, college basketball. So, really, really cool, man. Really cool. I think it's a lesson in just it doesn't matter where you're from. What obstacles you have in front of you? If you just keep working hard, you can do it. You can come from anywhere and be a head coach in the NFL and coach in the Super Bowl. You don't have to be a coach's son. You don't have to have all the connections in the world. But if you just keep working, you can come from anywhere. So Doug Peterson is an example of that, in my opinion. 865-200-5402. I tweeted out the Jeopardy link from our For What Today, which is just freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I was embarrassed for them. That was
it's just hilarious, man.
Very hilarious.
How do you not know Tom Landry, coach with the
So Swain, what are you doing for the Super Bowl? Are you just chilling and watching it with the kiddos?
Yeah, man. I used to, you know, I've had some parties. I've hosted some parties. It's taken to like Wednesday to clean up. So,
oh man,
the cleanup is
that's the worst part.
The cleanup, man, it's too much. So, yeah, I'm just gonna chill, man. Get ready for the show on Monday, because that's the thing, you know. You have this game, you know, Sunday night. It runs a little bit late because all the festivities and stuff, and then you got to prep, and then it's just a late night, and so I'm just gonna do some real small, you know, appetizers in foil pans and plastic, you know, forks and knives and some paper plates, and just throw everything away, and then prep for the show, and then we'll rock on Monday. So I'm not doing anything special, Ben.
Man, I got a question for you, Jay.
Having people over.
When you watch a game, when you really watching the game, like, what are you looking for in the game? Like, you watching, you seeing schemes, you seeing what they're doing on defense, you seeing, you know. I like to watch the game and be able to see those things and not have to explain it.
Yes.
At the time, especially if I'm into the game. You know what I mean?
What are they doing there? People ask you that. It's I watch the game like that every single time I watch a football game. Is I look at the coverage and I try to figure out when the blitz is coming and figure out routes and route combinations. I always do that, man. I always do that when I watch. Let's get to Chip on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, 865-200-5402. Chip, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're great, Chip. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Best halftime show ever, without a doubt. No one will ever top Prince's performance, period. Purple Rain in the rain? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nothing can compare. And that was back before the smartphones and things of that nature. And a lot of people, including myself, didn't know that Prince could do all that on guitar. Just absolutely outstanding. So, yeah, he's got it beat. Secondly, real quick, Isaac Taylor Stewart. Heard, you know, obviously his last visit is in Knoxville. And it seems like someone said, I saw something on Twitter about him bringing his whole family. So, chances of us landing Isaac Taylor Stewart. I'll hang up and let y'all talk.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you for the phone call. Really, really appreciate you, Chip. And Chip knows, man. Chip knows. I mean, it's Prince. Prince, best. So, Isaac Taylor Stewart, also from California, also battling USC. And it's going to be Alabama, Texas A&M, USC, according to GoVols 24/7, their crystal ball predictions here. It has us kind of on the outside looking in, but you just never know, man. We're the last official visit. We're the last official visit. You just never know. But here has, excuse me, Alabama, A&M, USC as having the interest of ITS a little bit more than Tennessee. Terry Fair is his lead recruiter there, but that is an opportunity for Tennessee. It is an opportunity for Tennessee, being the last visit. But I think you have to look at some of the attention that some of the lower level corners, guys who are not rated as high as Griffin and Taylor Stewart. And that should tell you that Tennessee is prepared to go in some different directions.
It's going to be interesting to see where all these guys end up, because you just never know when these kids get in the facility and they're looking around and they see all the grandeur of everything Tennessee has going on. And they, you know, you got them, I don't want to say like trapped for their final visit. You got them in for their final visit.
I like trapped, man. I'm okay with trapped.
Got them quartered.
Hey, Isaac Taylor Stewart is in the building. Lock the doors. Lock the doors. Like the movie Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman as the principal. Lock the doors. Lock him in. Lock him in. He can't go anywhere. Just do that, man. I'm cool with that.
Hey, do whatever you gotta do, and I'm certain that they will.
I'm totally cool with that, man. I'm totally cool with that.
But I think that fares well for Tennessee. They got this kid's last final visit, and his last final visit. That's a little redundant. His final visit, we'll see what happens. I think good things are coming.
You know, one thing about the kids out west. Everybody likes USC. Everybody wants to go to school there, that type of thing. It's the cool thing. I mean, they got a good program. Great program. I'll tell a kid in a heartbeat from West, come play in the SEC. Think you're good? Come play against the guys who get drafted the most to the NFL. That you're going to be playing against those guys on a weekly basis.
That's the pitch.
Yeah. You think you're good? Come play against the best.
Who do you think we have a better chance for, Fred? Isaac Taylor Stewart or Elijah Griffin?
Both.
You think we have a chance for both of them?
I think we got a chance for both.
Equal chance?
Equal chance. And reason why I say that, just because of just what I just said.
Okay.
You want to play against the best? Come play against the best. Week in and week out.
SEC.
SEC.
That's the pitch if you're Tennessee.
Absolutely.
I got it. 865-200-5402. Stay with us.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to SunSphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off, like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P6279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax, tax, and fees. Subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer, dealer incentives, and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with the preferred seat. For details.
Want a custom-themed tumbler, bottle, or koozie to show off your team spirit the way you want to? Look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. All of their tumblers, bottles, and koozies are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the tumbler market. Game Time Sidekicks offers full-color tumblers with many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around. With the holidays right around the corner, a Game Time Sidekick product makes the perfect gift. Use promo code Swain at checkout to get 20% off your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler. Carry your team with Game Time Sidekick.
Hey, it's Jason Swain. Guys, when it comes to your health, do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure or cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone number? I know my number. Low T Center made it easy. I walked in, took a simple blood test, and got my results in minutes. If you have noticed a decline in energy, stamina, or libido, you may have low testosterone. Low T levels makes you feel tired and grumpy. It can also raise your cholesterol and even cause weight gain. At the Low T Center, treatment is even covered by my health insurance. Guys, do yourself a favor and call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerrica Steele a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years. Whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home, Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
Senior Home Assistance is East Tennessee's largest in-home care provider, and they're still growing. Right now, Senior Home Assistance is hiring full-time and part-time employees. If you or someone you know is looking for a rewarding career that changes people's lives, call Senior Home Assistance today. Our staff of compassionate providers help senior citizens and those with injuries or disabilities live in the comfort of their own home while providing families the comfort of knowing their loved one is well cared for. Senior Home Assistance has many openings right now. Call 865-769-4170 today or visit www.seniorhomeassistance.com for more information. That's 865-769-4170. 4170 or www.seniorhomeassistance.com. Senior Home Assistance is an equal opportunity employer.
It's going to be sunny today with a high near 34, increasing clouds tonight with a low around 16. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high near 44 and a low around 31. Sunday, there is a 90% chance of precipitation with a high near 43. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Is the telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Championship Friday with Fred White. That is brought to you by B-Dry Waterproofing, B-Dry.com. Fred White, Charlie Burris, Jason Swain, Ben McKee with you this Friday. Super Bowl on Sunday. Pats, Eagles, or in Vol, you know, in the Vol fans' world, Derrick Barnett's playing. Derrick Barnett versus the Pats. So we're going for Derrick Barnett.
Derrick Barnett.
There's no, I don't think there's any Vols on the Patriots. No. Used to be Justin Coleman, but he's not there. He's with Seattle.
Seattle now, yeah.
So it's Derrick Barnett. Derrick Barnett versus the Pats. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, here we Swain, go.
You and I do have a little rooting interest in the Patriots, just a little bit. Trey Flowers, Huntsville boy. So. I don't know if you saw it floating on Twitter the last day or so. The Patriots did a really cool video highlighting Trey and kind of how he was brought up. That family is really awesome. I worked with Trey's sister when I used to work at a big old sporting goods store. And so I've met Trey on multiple occasions. Very nice, very humble. So I'll be rooting for Trey Flowers because he's very, very good person.
Yeah, I always root for the hometown kid. He is from Huntsville, went to Columbia High School. Unfortunately, he went to Arkansas. How did he get to Arkansas? But he went to Arkansas and plays for the Patriots. I'll root for him a little bit. Not as much as I root for Derrick Barnett.
I hope he gets one sack and that's it.
I'm glad he's playing. Oh, I ain't rooting for any stats. Because I want the Eagles to win. I want Darryl Barnett to shine, outshine everybody.
I do not want the Patriots to win.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, he is from Huntsville, man.
I don't know, though. But if I had somebody from my high school, it would be hard for me to go against him. Griffin High, we were the same high school.
He's from my high school.
That's, you know, we rode with each other all the way.
I mean, this.
He went to a different high school, so I get it.
Yeah, different high school, man. So, hey, I'm rolling with Darryl Barnett.
No doubt about it.
Period. 865-200-5402. Let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm getting ready for the signing day, and that's a man of pudding. Looking forward to that next Wednesday.
I'm ready for it, too.
Yeah. Hey, are there going to be any surprises that we get to as far as who we might sign?
Turkey Man, I would be lying if I told you I knew 100% that there's going to be any surprises. Unless someone lives under a rock and they don't know what's going on.
We'll be completely surprised on some of these.
I mean, because we hear so much about these athletes because of Rivals and 247. So, I mean, what's really a surprise today?
If the crystal ball is 50% towards one way, it goes down.
Well, Fred said, I guess if a kid has a trending prediction trending somewhere else, like Alabama, USC, and then Tennessee grabs them, I guess that would be a surprise.
Yeah.
I could see that happening, Turkey Man.
What's the biggest surprise over the years for you on signing day I didn't see that coming? Or, wow, I thought he was going here. What's the biggest over the years witnessed?
Well, that's a good question, Turkey Man. Thanks for the phone call, man. We're gonna get you out of here. I think something's going on with the phones or the background or something. So we'll get you out of here, Turkey Man. Hope you have a great weekend. That's a really good question.
Bryce Brown.
I don't really follow it enough. The recruiter, because I wait till they. I mean, my thing is, all right, once you get on campus, let's coach them. Shoot, I don't really care about the other stuff. I want you to coach them.
I know a lot of people that take that approach. They don't get caught up in the recruiting and all that stuff.
I'm a wait and see type of dude. I can't help it.
I'm with you.
Show me.
I understand.
Because I've seen a guy who's a number one player in the country, or number one player in the, you know, and then don't pan out. Number one player in the position, don't pan out. I mean, so.
I still follow it, but I don't. I look at the film. You know, I look at our roster, and you know, we can determine that kid's gonna have an opportunity to be an impact player and be early and play early. But still, at the end of the day, you gotta go prove it.
You gotta prove it to me. You know why? Because everybody that's coming out of high school is All American in high school.
Correct.
Come show me All American right here. What you did in high school means nothing to me when you walk on a college football campus. What you did in college means nothing when you walk into the NFL. Show it, prove it, get the job done.
I guess to answer this Turkey Man's question, the biggest surprise would probably be Bryce Brown, you know, because we had no clue that he didn't take a visit to Tennessee. That was a big surprise.
He didn't even take a visit, did he?
Huh? No?
Oh, yeah.
What? What happened was he was a Skype visit. It was a Skype visit. So my story's gonna work out. So it was a Skype visit. All right, and so you know Lane had his computer or his phone, and you know Bryce was on the phone through Skype, and he did a tour around campus and around the complex, locker room, and Bryce got a chance to see everything that way. That was his official visit.
Would you?
Are you buying that?
No. Yeah.
That's what happened then.
Definitely.
That's what happened. So Bryce probably was the biggest surprise. I'll tell you, a couple years ago, Jonathan Combo was a surprise. You know, he decommitted, and then was getting recruited by Ole Miss. You know how Ole Miss was rolling. And so for us to, you know, get him back, that was a shock there.
All in the ice.
I bet he happy he didn't do that.
Well, that was a shock. Speaking of Ole Miss, man, y'all see where he frees, but getting exposed in these streets?
Yeah, I saw your message last night.
Oh man. So the kids that transferred out and have to sit out a year, they're basically, they've lawyered up, and they're showing text messages, text conversations where Hugh Freeze had misled them, thinking that nothing was going to happen during their recruitment to Ole Miss. They get there, and boom, they get hit, and they're trying to avoid having to sit out a year.
Yeah, they want to be eligible to play
this
year.
And this is when Hugh Freeze, you know, said that he, you know, that he's kind of changed and people start to give him a second chance, and now this comes out. So you get more information, then it makes you mad at him all over again. Then you realize how much of a slime ball he really was when he was a coach at Ole Miss.
So essentially these players, it says they're, the end goal is they're seeking transfer without penalty, right?
Yeah.
And so,
and this is where they should be able to. That's like, you know.
This involves previously unknown smartphone electronic interactions where more or less Hugh Freeze told them, oh, it's just women's basketball. Oh, it's just, you know, it's Houston Nutt. Houston Nutt did all of this stuff and brought these kids in. They were completely misled. Now they've gotten screwed over. Their college career has been turned upside down. I don't blame them at all. This could not make more sense. You have the actual text messages.
Oh, yeah.
Said?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were some of the...
So Hugh Freeze, this is a this looks like a, you know, DM conversation on Twitter or Facebook, one of the two. It looks like Twitter. And the recruit is, you know, asking about some of the penalties concerned. So Hugh Freeze sends a link to an Ole Miss Rivals article that basically talks about how nothing's going to really happen serious to Ole Miss. And then Hugh Freeze says, good PR response. Get this in all the recruits' hands. So he's asking this recruit to forward this article to all the recruits. So I guess this kid's going to be like the Vic Wharton of the class. He's like the leader of the class, getting the class together. And so Hugh Freeze is telling this recruit, hey, get this article in everyone's hands so everyone can think that nothing's going to happen to Ole Miss. And then he tweets again, says, you good, call if you need to talk. Another text conversation is in this article, and it's with it's between Shea Patterson and it's between Trey Nixon. Two players. And Shea Patterson is like, man, what is going on, bro? And then the other kid is like, not blank, bro. Don't listen to any of that crap. It happened before Freeze was even here. The worst thing that can happen will be we lose one or two scholarships for the next year. Nothing serious. Hello. It's all good over here, homie. I'm about to warn you. Hold on to your seat, Fred. Mm-hmm. Both hands. Both hands. Hold on.
Charlie said homie.
Yeah, hold on, both hands. Hold on.
I'm ready.
I thought it was between Shea Patterson and another, yeah.
It is. Just okay. Hold on to your seats. Okay. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you listen, I need you to hold on, too.
I'm holding on.
All right, here we go.
Roller coaster ride. Let's go.
I'm going to hold on to my seat, too, as I read this part. It says, Shea Patterson then says, that's good to hear. I just want to be able to compete for a natty with y'all, 100. Y'all ready? Here it goes. Here it comes. All right. Here's what the player said. Hell yeah, bro. We're going to get multiple of those. Don't let nobody tell you different. We all good over here. Woo! Turbulence!
Multiple?
The turbulence!
At Ole Miss?
The turbulence! I'm losing oxygen over here.
They have never in their entire history won a legitimate national championship. In fact, they've never even reached the SEC championship game.
We're going to get multiple of those. Say what?
That's the biggest lie of all, right there.
Yeah, that's the biggest lie of this whole thing. Not Hugh Freeze saying that he didn't do anything wrong. It's this kid thinking they're gonna win multiple championships. Told you had to hold on to your seat,
man. Does he know?
Does he know? They have to play against Alabama and LSU and Auburn every year. Every year, I mean, like.
Let's
Hugh Freeze gonna take y'all to the championship. Oh, okay. Multiple.
This is why that 2016, 2017, 18 cheating. You better have your stuff in order because your text conversations will be exposed.
Yeah, people taking screenshots. Just always think about it that way. Think about in the future if, like, think about this could be used against me in some way. You always have to think about it that way.
They better start sending those messages on Snapchat.
You can get those now too. From what I heard, you can.
But it tells you.
But it notifies you.
It tells you when somebody screenshots it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, what you need to do, man, go back to the 90s and just send a note on a pigeon. Something like that.
That is not my handwriting.
So you got to do something, man. Because today's cheating in college football will get plausible, you caught.
Plausible deniability.
We'll get
I
you
did
caught.
Not have sexual relations with that woman.
Hey, get you caught, man. Get you caught in college football.
Plausible deniability.
Screenshots.
Bring back the song from Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Screenshots, man. I'll take Hugh Freeze down even further.
It wasn't me. It must have been Charlie. Charlie, you're fine.
All right, well, I'll see you guys later. Right?
This was Photoshopped. If you have any problems with Ole Miss, don't slander these kids. Email the compliance email. Don't be slandering these kids. That's what Hugh Freeze tweeted out a couple times. But there's screenshots, Hugh. See, what had happened was, man, it was Photoshopped.
It was Photoshopped.
Hold on, let me talk about God right quick.
Computer generated.
Let me hurry, grab me a scripture right quick to toss out there. I mean, it's over for Hugh Freeze, man. I don't know if he's been coach for a very long time.
It was Photoshopped. No weapon forms impossible.
I mean, you got to throw out a scripture or something, man. Got to throw people off.
He needs to go back to church.
It ain't going
to
work, Hugh.
No weapon.
It ain't going to work, Hugh.
No weapon.
All right, be right back. Wait a minute.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town like a small town.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Voted best barbecue in City View Magazine and a top 100 barbecue restaurant in the country, Dead End is a no-brainer when you are craving the smoky flavor of Quality Q. Dead End makes it easy to enjoy their fantastic menu with online ordering and local delivery with Valet Gourmet. That's right, you can have Dead End brought to you. Can't think of the spread for your next event? Get Dead End to cater it. Check them out online, deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
An estimated 50% of Americans over the age of 50 suffer from unsightly varicose veins. If left untreated, half of those sufferers may eventually develop more serious vascular problems. Thankfully, Premier Vein Clinics in Knoxville have board-certified surgeons who are experts in diagnosing and treating varicose veins. Premier's non-surgical laser vein treatments take less than an hour and are covered by most insurance plans. Don't wait. Call Premier Vein Clinics today at 865-588-8229 or visit premierveinclinics.com to request a free screening. That's 865-588-8229 or premierveinclinics.com. Premier Vein Clinics. Love your legs again.
Cryptology Escape Rooms in Pigeon Forge is the area's top-rated new attraction. With four unique escape room experiences to choose from, Cryptology has something for everyone. At Cryptology, you and your friends have 1 hour to solve the clues, riddles, and puzzles that lead to your escape. From first-timers to seasoned escape room pros, Cryptology has something for everyone. This is an experience you have to see to believe. Located on the Parkway in Pigeon Forge, Cryptology is a short trip from Knoxville. Come see for yourself why thousands of satisfied visitors have rated Cryptology the best escape room experience in East Tennessee. Cryptology is also a great place for corporate team building exercises or holiday outings. Visit CryptologyWithAK.us now or call 865-366-1796 for more information or to book your Cryptology experience. That's CryptologyWithAK.us or 865-366-1796.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
As the weather grows colder, insects begin to become dormant. That does not mean that you don't need to safeguard your home from pests. Now is the perfect time to begin treatment to prevent issues in the spring. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control handle all of your pest control needs. Southeast is locally and family owned and has been in business since 1971. They are a full service pest control company that includes mosquito treatments, bed bugs, fall invaders, spring issues, carpenter bees, etc. They even offer liquid termite treatments with the market's best termiticide. There are no salesmen to deal with. The technicians give the pricing and provide the service, and the owners are always available. So contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 and online at southeasttermite.com.
It's going to be sunny today with a high near 34, increasing clouds tonight with a low around 16. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high near 44 and a low around 31. Sunday, there is a 90% chance of precipitation with a high near 43. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Swain event, welcome back. 865-200-5402 is the telephone number. Again, 865-200-5402. Rick Barnes, the job that he's done this year has not gone unnoticed from the fans and the experts, the commentators. Without having any bias or without having any emotion, can we sit here and say Rick Barnes should be the SEC Coach of the Year?
I cannot at the current moment because the SEC coach of the year is Bruce Pearl, yeah. Fortunately. But that's an interesting situation at the same time.
It's, I think it's a closer race than what you would think, but Bruce Pearl doing what he's doing at Auburn?
I don't understand.
That's important.
I genuinely don't understand how Bruce Pearl is doing it because Tennessee has a better team than Bruce Pearl does. And, I mean, Tennessee is better than that Auburn team. They're deeper, and Tennessee has better pieces whenever I watch those two teams. And, I mean, Tennessee had a double-digit lead on them at Thompson Bowling Arena at one point, and I genuinely don't understand how Bruce Pearl is getting that play out of that team, but he is.
And that means he's coaching them.
But Bruce has, and I don't know how much weight you put on this, he has that FBI investigation hanging over his head. He had to fire a coach in the offseason. I didn't think Bruce Pearl would coach this year. I thought Bruce Pearl was going to get fired.
I did too. I still think he's going to get fired at the end of the year.
I absolutely would not be surprised because I think that situation is much messier than Auburn would have anyone believe.
Yep.
than Arizona would have anyone believe. Than any of those schools involved.
Yeah. Why would Jay Jacobs step down if everything was good?
Yeah.
You know, with Gus Malzahn because they were talking about him possibly being let go, and then stuff would happen with Bruce Pearl. He just don't want to make that decision. That's kind of like, maybe like Dave Hart.
I'll tell you when things going to hit the fan, in my opinion. Right around March Madness.
That would be the ideal time for...
That's when you get the most news, bro. Bruce, that's when you get the most ratings.
Not again. It's hard not to give it to Bruce right now, man. They're 20-2.
You'd have to give it to him.
Right now, Coach of the Year.
Yeah, and I think LeBron's done a great job with our basketball team.
Our team is younger, but
watching Auburn play is 22. Right now, it's like, wow.
20-2 is 20-2, man, in the SEC.
I didn't expect that out of an Auburn basketball team either.
I mean, they are.
I don't expect what I see out of the Tennessee basketball team. I'm optimistic and hopeful it every year, but.
If we are being completely honest, Auburn probably right now has a similar record to Tennessee if they played even half of Tennessee's out of conference.
Yeah, you got a point.
Because they have a terrible strength of schedule, and they're out of conference play. I mean, they lost to Temple, which is still really strange, and that's their second loss. The other one is to Alabama, and then they played just absolutely nobody. They played UConn. I believe that was their toughest out of conference game, and UConn is trash.
Yeah, they are.
So
we have a higher APR, I mean RPI, than they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, Tennessee has the number one strength schedule in America.
If we beat Auburn at home like we should have done, in my opinion, because we're up.
We should have.
And we lose it.
Had a double-digit lead on.
If we win that game, I say Rick Barnes hands down. I would have said
him. I think
so. Because they beat us and what their record is right now, you'd have to give it to Auburn.
Yeah, right now. But, inside the conference, but if you put the two coaches up and you talk about wins and games outside the conference, I would probably give the edge to Rick Barnes because he did beat Purdue. We played North Carolina. Now we played
and should have won that game.
And he played, Iowa State beat them. And Iowa State, they beat Ben Knows.
West Virginia.
They beat West Virginia, who's dang good. They the 15th ranked team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So inside the conference, I got to keep it real. I had to give it to Bruce Pearl there.
At the moment. The season's still not over.
Got the SEC tournament around the corner.
You got a few other games coming up, too. You got Florida on the schedule, and you got to go to Rupp Arena. If you go up and win at Rupp Arena, which seems like it's a possibility, Vanderbilt almost beat them.
Yep.
And if you go up there and win at Rupp, it changes my mind on who the coach of the year is.
Next week is a big, humongous week for Tennessee basketball. They have Ole Miss this Saturday, or tomorrow. Should be an easy win, in my opinion. And then on Tuesday, they travel to Lexington, as Fred was just talking about, playing a Kentucky team that Tennessee is better than. In my opinion, it should be a win, but the fact that it's on the road kind of scares me. And then on Saturday, they go down to Tuscaloosa in Alabama. They can beat anybody on any given night. Colin Sexton is dynamic as all get out, and he's capable of dropping 40 on you. So if you don't show up to play in Tuscaloosa on Saturday, easy game to lose. So I think next week, as Fred was saying, I mean, we'll learn a lot about this team, and Tennessee's better than both Kentucky and Alabama. It's the fact that it's on the road that's challenging, but if Tennessee could win both of those games.
You got an argument.
Yeah,
and Alabama just beat Oklahoma, which was on a tear. They beat Kansas, and they got the hottest kid in basketball right now. What is his name? Trae Young.
Yep. So he's a baller, man. Hour three powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com. Feel like you again. Low testosterone treatment can help you regain your youth and vitality. Come in and find out your number today. The Low T Center. DeAndre Lytiker parts ways with Tennessee. And sometimes when a player decommits, you just really never know if it's a player saying, you know, I don't want to go to that school and the school wants him. Or is it more of a mutual decision and the school is just letting the kid say that he's decommitting? And that happens a lot in college football recruiting. If you don't know that, is you never see a school announce, all right, yeah, we dumping this two-star. We thought he was going to be good, but he's not good. We dumping him. We moving on. That never happens because you don't want to embarrass a young man. So what you do is you get on the phone with him and you tell him, you know, that you want to go in a different direction, and then you allow that kid to put out a statement and decommit. And, you know, people can figure it out by themselves, but you don't want to show up a young man. And so in this case, this was Tennessee, DeAndre Lytiker. I'm sure DeAndre did not want to decommit right now, although there may have been a time where he was looking elsewhere. But at this moment, I don't think he wanted to. But he is coming off the ACL. He is training very hard. And according to some reports, he is ahead of schedule. But for Tennessee moving to 3-4, they're going to look somewhere else. And I hate that for Lytiker because here we are a couple of days left of signing day. And you don't have to sign on signing day. It's not a deadline. You can wait and do it a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, you can actually wait. Some players that actually did that.
You can wait. Yeah. You know, it can be your show.
They'll hold a scholarship for you if you yeah, they'll find a way to get you on the if you're good. Yeah.
Yeah. If Elijah Griffin and Isaac Taylor Stewart they want to wait to the ninth, then we'll be right here waiting.
Yep.
Because you can do that. Because you are a blue chip. You're a five star. You are a program changing player. You have leverage. We'll wait for you.
Right here waiting.
Super Bowl. Fred, you going with the Eagles? Are you going Pat? Are you going Patriots?
My heart wants me to pick the Eagles, but my head says.
My mind's telling me no.
Right?
But my body.
I'm going with the Eagles. I'm picking the Eagles. Unless it's 1:35 left and Tom Brady has the ball to win the game. I'm going with the Eagles. I want the Eagles to win. That's who I want to win. Justin, my brother, I know you're listening. You're an Eagles fan, diehard Eagles fan. I'm rooting for my boy to get his championship.
I have to go Patriots because it's the Patriots. I hate it. I hate it so much. I want the Patriots to fail at every turn. They're like the Alabama of the NFL. But the fact is this. They're the Patriots. They have the greatest coach in the NFL and the best quarterback in the NFL, and dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it. Yeah, I mean, I think it's close. I think it's a good game. I think Justin Timberlake's good. But, yeah, I think the Pats pull it out because it's Brady and Belichick.
Ben, where are you going?
Well, I'm going Eagles. Eagles by 7, by a touchdown, I think. I'm going to call it now. Derek Barnett, strip sack, fumble, going to pick it up, rumble, stumble, all the way to the end zone for the game-winning touchdown in the fourth quarter. Eagles by 7.
Strip sack, touchdown. Okay. Yes,
But seriously, I think the Eagles front 7 is going to create havoc for the Patriots. If Gronk was fully healthy, maybe I'd think differently, but I think the Eagles are going to come away with a win. I think the defense for the Eagles will win it, and I think it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles, man. I'm going Eagles. Charlie, I'm going to give you some time because Seth Stokes sent in a message, and he's not feeling the jersey.
Not feeling the Predators jersey?
Seth is not a jersey guy. He believes that, once you get a certain age,
and
you should not wear jerseys. And That's Seth's thing. That's good. But I want to give you an opportunity to answer Seth.
And here's the thing is that I'm not either. I'm not a Jersey guy. And most specifically, basketball. Never wear a basketball jersey. Maybe if it's the one that has the sleeves and it looks like a T-shirt. But even then, don't wear a basketball jersey.
Unless you got guns.
Don't wear a basketball jersey.
And, a football jersey's, slightly better because it has sleeves, but I still am not on board. I don't own a football jersey, a Titans jersey or anything. But a hockey jersey, I feel similarly about baseball jerseys, too, where this looks like a sweater. And a baseball jersey, looks like a shirt. And so this, it's long sleeve, and it looks kind of like a sweater just with a big picture on the front. And so I kind of
Unless you go into a game? What's the rules on this thing?
I need to know. Football jersey allowed at a game. On a day-to-day basis, no. But here,
I don't know if I would.
I would not wear this to go, hang out.
You guys,
I'm doing it because I host a sports radio show.
I would wear a basketball jersey to the lake.
I'm gonna let you read what Seth sent me.
He said, take baby shirt Burris's man card for wearing a jersey. My man card.
I'll never forget the side eye that Seth gave me when I walked into the studio after Eric Berry torched his Falcons and I was wearing my Eric Berry jersey. I will never forget the side eye.
He ain't like that.
I will never forget the side eye that Seth gave me.
He liked that at all.
You know what's crazy about that situation? I'm a diehard, Falcons fan.
Mm-hmm.
After he ran back to win the game, I couldn't even be mad because it was Eric Berry.
You were like, if it was going to happen, let it happen this way.
If it was any other player, I'd have been upset. But because of what he's been to the University of Tennessee, because of who he is as a person, what he's been through, and he was at home.
It's meant to
be. He had his own chin section, bro.
Yeah, it was meant to be, man. That was the universe working right there.
Yeah, the universe working. That was meant to happen.
Yep.
And my entire family was hey, we went to the game. We Falcons fans, but we had on Eric Berry jerseys.
That's tough right there, man. That's tough. All right, that's our time for today. We'll wrap up the week. Fred White, Championship Friday's here. Appreciate Fred. Appreciate Premier Surgical for allowing us to come in today. Thank you to Tony for letting us use the studio this week. And we didn't break anything this week. That bad. And then thank you, Ben, for going in this morning, man. It was really cold this morning. Didn't think the schools would be in today, but the weather held off and everyone was able to go to work and the school. Business as usual. So hope you have a great weekend, a safe weekend. Have a fun Super Bowl party. Whatever you do, be careful. For Ben McKee, Charlie Burrish, Fred White, I'm Jason Swain. Swain Events fueled by Dayton Barbecue. Peace and love. Have a great weekend.